Politically incorrect. Heard here. Talk Radio 570 KVI.
What worries me the most is we have politicians who make careers of being a politician. And I think there should be 1 4-year term period over and out. You're banned from politics for the rest of your life.
Holding nothing back. That's Bob Herbold. For 8 years, the COO of Microsoft, when their revenues quadrupled, their profits went up, I think, 700-fold. Wonderful book on leadership, What's Holding You Back? 10 Bold Steps That Define Gutsy Leaders. He's my guest today. He's going to be speaking at the Roanoke Conference this weekend with a lot of other business, civic, and political leaders. If you're interested in learning more, just go online to roanokeconference.org. That's roanokeconference.org. It happens in Ocean Shores this weekend. I wanted to focus on the issue of the entitlements that are swallowing the budget but still going broke, specifically Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security.
Yeah, tough ones in terms of generating change. Just ask people like Paul Ryan.
Right.
The thing is that we're once again back to this topic of how come people don't get serious about the difficulty and the task and get started on it. I think that in the world of politicians who do need to get reelected, politicians who are literally attacked every time they're out in the public by lobbyists trying to provide funds for their reelection if they simply are sympathetic to their particular cause, and then you add in a media who doesn't want any victims, and if you suggest certain things, you're portrayed as pushing old people over the falls and things like this.
That's the anti-Paul Ryan ad.
Yeah,
right there in.
So and it's a brutal system in order to make change. You know, John, this is precisely the point why I spent my career in industry, because, you know, certain people are cut out for that world, but it's not me.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you believe that Social Security, Medicaid, and Medicare can be repaired by, you know, raising eligibility standards such as the age to qualify and raising taxes and trimming benefits, or do they simply need to be restructured? We've got about a minute and a half.
I think that restructure is too big of a task, and I think you can put together a sequence of changes that demonstrate to the public and to the investors and to the rating agencies that this is a country that's serious about making a series of small steps to make progress. We need good compromise here. We probably did need to raise a few taxes, okay? We probably do need to start on this sequence of changes to Medicare and Social Security, et cetera. And that's what should be happening. If Ben Franklin were here today, that's what he would be all about.
No, I think that is fair to say. And the Republicans can keep the Democrats from doing what they want to do on entitlements. The Democrats have the votes to deny the Republicans what they want to do. So clearly, if they're going to do anything, they have to sit down, go forward, and strike a deal.
That's right. And Franklin used to say everybody has to give in a bit on their demands. On the other hand, we have to stick to our principles. So we know certain things are broke. We have to make progress on them. So our part of the game is, hey, we want progress on these things. We know what our principles are in terms of limited government and fiscal responsibility, et cetera. Now, we know where you're coming from. Let's make a deal. And frankly, 30, 40 years ago, that's the way politics tended to operate. And I blame it on media, and I blame it on the fact that it's so hard, you need so much money to get reelected these days that you end up being on this infinite treadmill of constantly raising money, listening to politicians.
But if there were term limits, if there were term limits, and you couldn't build a career in public office, then that would, then money and politics just wouldn't serve the same purpose.
yeah, these guys who put this Constitution together, let me tell you, they were frankly part-timers. They were highly committed to making the country successful. They got very little out of it. In fact, some of them were punished severely for participating. But the fact is, they believed in the United States of America, and that's what we need, are people who believe that can put these compromises together that make progress on all these fronts. We don't have to solve the problem in its entirety,
right?
Because it's frankly, it's too big at this juncture. But if we demonstrate that we have a sequence of steps that make sense, the public will start to believe in us.
Bob Herbold, great wisdom. Thank you very much for sharing it with our listeners here on Talk Radio 570 KVI. Looking forward to seeing you.
You take care, John.